This is a Shmoovecast, and my name is Leah, and this show has been brought to you by some stuff. So, what do we want to talk about tonight? Well, I've had a couple of battles of Hammery Pap, and by that I don't mean I've had, like, full-size bottles. I mean, these little bottles are, like, I guess about a glass of champagne. I don't know, but anyway, I have had some champagne. I hope there aren't too many breaths, and I hope there's not too much feedback. Anyway, so I just want you to know I'm finally listed on the iTunes directory, and that's fantastic, because apparently that's how you get attention whore status. But at any rate, I got a few things to talk about tonight. It's Friday night. I've been talking to my friend, we'll call her Joan, and had a couple, a little bit of champagne. She had had a couple of drinks, so I'm catching up. So, let's talk about Justin Timberlake for a second. Mr. Timberlake, God, I need to stop saying him so much. It's so obnoxious. Mr. Timberlake, he said something in Us Weekly to the effect of how he just got an iPad, and the reason he just got an iPad is because there are some people in Tennessee who don't have all their teeth. Now listen, motherfucker. I live in Tennessee. I was born in Tennessee, just like you, Justin Timberlake. I was born on the opposite end of the state. I know you were born, I think you were more close to Memphis. I was born in the Chattanoogas. I do not appreciate that stereotype. I have all my teeth, and it is fantastic. Everyone I know all his or her teeth. And, I don't appreciate you saying things like, all Tennesseans don't have their teeth. Or no, I'm sorry, that's not correct. That some Tennesseans don't have all their teeth. Yeah, some Tennesseans don't have all their teeth, and some Californians don't have all their teeth. Some Alaskans don't have all their teeth. Some Minneapolites don't have all their teeth. Yeah, that's right, I went there. So shut up, Justin. Randall Timberlake. My hairdresser said your mom's hair is kinky and gross, and she wants to get her hair hands on it. So, shut it. JRT. Anyway, this is Leah. This is the Shmoovecast. Yes, I have had a couple of champagnes, and it is wonderful. I did it out of respect for a pal of mine. Anyway, so last podcast, I talked about the Brangelinas, and I just want to take a second to say, I've been chatting about this, and I got in a conversation with my friend, we'll call her Joan, I got in a conversation with her about how Jennifer didn't find out that Angelina was pregnant until she heard it from the tabloids, just like you and me found out about it. And I think that's pretty shitty. My argument is, if I'm pregnant, her argument was basically, if I'm pregnant, I'm not calling my ex to tell him. And I'm thinking, my thing is, if I was married to someone for 4 or 5 years and with them for a little longer than that, that's probably one of the first people I'm going to tell, because there was no acrimony between the two. Okay? They allegedly split on good terms, if you believe what Us Weekly tells you. That they had a little weekend at some island in some ocean, and it was like their moment of closure. And let me tell you something. If I had had a moment of closure with the drunk, holy shit, would I be okay. I would be so okay. Wouldn't know what to do with myself. But anyway, I didn't have that moment of closure with my ex-boyfriend, the drunk. But it's all good, because look at me. I rock. Anyway. So that's it. As I mentioned on my audio blogs, if you listen to them, then I apologize, but essentially, I ordered the Project Runway Barbie because I love the Project Runway, and it got shipped yesterday, so I cannot wait to get that bitch, and I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to get my old Ken dolls out of my house. Oh, I'm sorry, out of my parents' house, because I don't live there anymore. So I'm going to get the old Ken dolls. I'm going to dress them up like Austin Scarlett. I'm going to dress them up like Jay McCarroll. I'm going to dress them up like Tim Gunn. I'm going to have them comment. Isn't that fabulous, you guys? Okay, maybe it's just that I've had some beverages. Anyway. So, moving on. So I was reading a magazine the other day at work, and it's one of these magazines for ladies in their 20s, and I'm not in my 20s anymore, by the way. If you must know, I am in my 30s, which means I know all about Rose Petal Place, and I know all about Strawberry Shortcake, but I know nothing about the SpongeBob SquarePants. Anyway, children. Oh, I totally lost my train of thought. Anyway, I'm in my 30s, and I'm reading this magazine for women in their 20s. And it used to be a pretty good magazine. It was named after the founder and the editor, Editrix, who edited a magazine I read when I was a youngster back in Florida. And I kind of thought this magazine, this new magazine, would be like the adult equivalent of what she had before. It's not. It's, anyway. They've got a new editor, so it's like the name of the magazine doesn't even make sense anymore. And one thing they had, they had like spring looks to work for. Not drink the Pommery. Okay, they had spring looks to look for, and one of them was crafty. Okay? And that's cool, because I'm totally crafty. I knit. I'm learning to crochet. I want to learn how to sew. I likes the crafty. And this magazine had a little section called crafty, and I'm like, hell yeah! But, it's all about how to look crafty and pay for it. And the example I want to use here is that they had a Chanel purse, which looks like something I would have made when I was just learning how to be crafty. It's ugly. It's like somebody raided my mother's remnant pile and made a purse and put a chain on it. It is that bad, children. It is awful. Awful, as my French teacher used to say. If I had made... Hold on. Okay. As a coworker who happened to be walking by me when I was looking at it said, if I made that, I would be embarrassed to show it to people. I am sneezing like there's no tomorrow. Anyway. It was like an $1,800 Chanel purse. I just don't get it. I don't understand haute couture. It's like I knitted this purse. And hold on. Everybody tells me how unique it looks, and unique being here code for ugly. But I love it. I mean, it's a recycled silk purse. I knitted it by hand. My mother lined it by hand. It looks good. I like it. I dig it. It's kind of bohemian. Hang on. So it's kind of bohemian, but I don't know. Anyway, I dig it. Shoot, I just totally contradicted myself. Anyway, I dig it. That's all that matters. So, anyway, today at work, it was a fun day. I went to meetings that were not... Oh, jeez, there goes my dog. Okay. Hang on. You know, I have no idea where I left off. All I know is that my dog went fucking nuts. And I had to go downstairs and bring him up here. So, here's my dick. Okay, so I, hit pause apparently. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway. So my dog was going nuts. I can't remember where I left off. Sorry. I'm a shitty podcaster. So today at work, they sent me to two meetings outside of my regular department. One of them had to do with... Crap! I keep hitting pause. Anyway, one of them had to do with digital collaboration, and the other had to do with web. And both of them pretty much said the same thing. One of them had to do with podcasting, and the other had to do with... Hey, doggy. Trying to get to a tennis ball that's under my bed. Anyway, one of them had to do with digital collaboration, which I think would be fun because I would love to have other people on my show. I don't want to be the only one on here because I suck. But nevertheless, I learned a little bit about digital collaboration. They tended to focus on the free programs, one of them being Skype. Another being Microsoft NetMeeting. It was not very Mac-focused. It was extremely PC-focused. Because that's the way it works at the university where I work. It's parts of it are very PC-focused, and part of it are very Mac-focused. So the second meeting I went to today was extremely Mac-focused. And they were talking about blah, 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 blah. Nothing important. Well, I mean, it was important to me for my job. But... It, sorry for the dead air there. They talked about podcasting a little bit, which is funny. Because it was like the first meeting kind of had to do with podcasting. But not really. Anyway, so that's how I spent my day. That's how I spent my summer vacation at work. So, I really need to log off of here because I am making no sense. God, and I keep saying, what the hell is wrong with me? I've got this nice magazine that's got Kanye West on the cover. Oh, and Kanye West apparently is wearing a crown of thorns on the newest newest issue of Rolling Stone. Kanye West is wearing thorns like he's Jesus Christ or something, which is sacrilegious if you believe in the Jesus Christ. I'm one of these who believes in the divinity of Jesus Christ. You can challenge me all you want, but I'm 30 years old, and I've kind of made my mind up religiously. I've practiced a few different religions, and not just the Christian kind. I've kind of been around the block, and kind of came back to where I started. And Jesus is just all right with me, whores. So, that's how we go. Anyway, so apparently the Kanye's West has... he's posed as Jesus Christ on the cover of Rolling Stone, which is kind of sacrilege. I said that already. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I need to close the show while I still have my wits about me. I gotta go to bed early because tomorrow I gotta go see my grandparents. I think my dog ran back downstairs to bark some more. So, anyway, it wouldn't be a show without me talking about bacon. I missed my bacon feed for the morning. I had that meeting about digital collaboration, so I went to that, and I missed my breakfast because they had breakfast there. And I got breakfast there, and I missed my bacon. So, no bacon for me today. I need to go. So, good luck. God bless. I'd like to thank music.podshow.com. Because they have free music for podcasts. And I'd like to thank the new Autonomous Folk Singers, because their song Glass of Wine rocks, and I dig it. So, and that's what you heard at the beginning, and that's what you'll hear at the end. So, God bless us all. Hope this hasn't turned you off too bad, and I will talk to you in about a week or a couple of days or whenever. Bye. Love you.